www.radiougly.com. We are back. That was Kitty, Forgive and Forget. We have Mercedes on the phone with us right now. Mercedes, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
You you have some news coming up. How do you prepare? I think one of my first questions is, by the way, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, you're welcome.
Is how do you prepare for the tour that you guys are about to embark on?
We don't really have too much preparation. Usually, I'm usually always packed. And so I never really unpack. So packing really isn't a... But other than that, we just practice a lot. You know, usually, like, we practice for about 2 weeks straight, and then we usually do the tour.
How long are you going to be gone this time around?
This tour, we're going to Europe, so it's only 3 weeks. Short little run, which is kind of nice, because after a while, Europe starts to kind of wear on you, being kind of the only English-speaking people in a... in a whole continent where most people don't speak English.
As a 10-year run, anyways, 5 albums, okay? And I'm not trying to blow smoke here, but some of the premier ladies doing what you do, has it just over the time and over the years, has it just gotten more exciting as it goes, or is it... It kind of, I want to know how somebody feels 10 years of doing this day in and day out.
Well, I don't think I would ever do something that I didn't want to do, so, or not be excited about. So I guess, yeah, no, it's a different kind of excitement now, though, you know what I mean?
This one here, this latest album, this is all you guys. This is no support, To speak of, I mean, being on the outside, no interference, I guess, would be the better word.
Yeah, no support either. I mean, when we actually did the album, we were complete free agents, and it was us, just the four of us, and the guy that we picked to do the album with. So it was really straightforward, only took like 3 weeks to record, and just basically it was just like the no-nonsense version of recording.
Have you been there for all 5 albums?
I have. I've been in the band for 13 years. So
with your sister?
Yep, this is the band that I've been in since the beginning.
On all 5 albums, would you say, how would you rate this last one? I'm not talking really quality-wise, but the whole feeling of getting it done on your own with the current lineup that you have.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I love it so much. I love the fact that we have all this freedom and had all this freedom, and will continue to do so, because we just proved with this album that we can do whatever we want, however we want, and it's still going to do great.
You have gotten some great reviews on this album. I will tell you that. I've done a little homework before the interview, and I got to tell you, you gained a fan, okay? Because I'm telling you, I'm so impressed with what you girls have done. That's really great, and I think it's long time overdue.
Thank you so much.
With being an all-female act, do you feel, I'm going to tell you this without it being a leading question, I think you guys hold your own anywhere, okay? But did you feel coming into this that you had to do anything differently or possibly better to get noticed? And you know what I'm thinking about is the genre of music. You guys pull no punches. This isn't classic rock.
No. I think with us, in the beginning, when we first started putting albums out, I don't think we really cared. I think what we wanted to do was just make music and have fun with it. And we didn't really feel like we needed to prove something. And not until, you know, we ended up, you know, putting out an album and having all these people have their opinions about us or whatever. So I think we really didn't start, you know, to feel like we had something to prove until later on.
How does, when you started to finally get known and really get up there in popularity, it had to fly, all the drama and everything. How do you guys go above that? The band changes, the lineup changes?
Basically, the reason why Morgan and I are still here and everybody else isn't is because we kept grounded. Morgan and I had a wonderful upbringing. We had two really awesome parents that were always involved with us and made sure that we didn't get big fat heads or, you know, think that we were too important. And on top of that, you know, we just, it was such a wonderful feeling to know that people really enjoyed our music and were, you know, listening to it and liking what we did. Because, you know what, we live in a small town in Canada. Like, it's like, that's the last thing we expected.
I have, you were the drummer for Kitty and also do some vocals yourself? I listen to the drums in these tracks, and I'm telling you what, girl, you kick ass. You really, really do.
Thank you so much.
I got news for you. I don't think there should be any lines between either female or male artist, but unfortunately there is. There is, and it's just we're trying so hard to get beyond those. But you guys, that line does not exist. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely incredible.
The only reason why people make a big deal out of it, or why it is a big deal, because people make a big deal out of it.
Agree. I do agree. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. And if they were just to close their eyes and to listen to this new CD that you guys got out, incredible. You know, I say this in the nicest way. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? But you would never know listening to that. I've got a female-fronted, kick-ass metal band here. And to just turn it around and to open up the picture of you four beautiful women is just an incredible bonus. You've got to... I mean that in the nicest way.
Well, thank you so much.
I really do. You guys have really been great. You were touring in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
My question is what happened, what brought this tour about?
Well, we always try and make it over to Europe as much as possible because...
You've been there before.
Yeah, I think this is like our eighth time, I think.
Wow, that's great.
So we always make a conscious effort to go over there because it's so wonderful. The music scene over there is amazing. And the people, despite the language barrier, are awesome. So we decided to make our way to Europe and just for 3 weeks. But still, it's definitely worth it. We'll probably be back again in 2010. So.
How difficult is that, not having a label, and being independent, to coordinate a tour like that overseas?
Well, now we do have a label, which is nice.
Okay.
But we didn't the last time we were over there.
Okay.
Which was last November. And it's pretty difficult. Thank God that we have a booking agent that helps us out with that. But, you know, like paying for everything yourself, it's everything's so much more expensive over in Europe. Opposed to, you know, touring in America or whatnot. Everything's really expensive. So, you know, paying for that yourself is definitely, you know, really, really super taxing. It costs a lot of money. And
got to be a lot of planning.
Yeah, definitely a lot of planning. You have to have experienced people come with you and make sure that you do everything that you need to do.
Your album is available in Best Buy. How did that? How does something like that happen? Would you just knowing the right people or proving that you can move the CDs? That's got to be really cool.
I think it's a combination of your whoever distributes your album and whether you're, you know, sellable. Basically, if your albums, they think your albums are going to sell, they're going to put them in stores, right?
Where else could somebody purchase your album, and is it available singly if they wanted to buy tracks?
iTunes. It's available on iTunes as far as I know. It's available on Amazon.com as well.
And those links are available right through your MySpace page?
Yep, everything's on our MySpace.
Your MySpace page address?
MySpace.com/OfficialKitty.
Official Kitty. And from there, I've been on your site. You can reach all your other pages like your Facebook, your YouTube,
Twitter.
All those links.
Pretty much everything.
Beautiful. Do you girls take care of those yourself, or do you actually have somebody to take care of that for you?
Nope, I run everything.
You do that. You poor,
yeah.
Poor girl. But that's great to know that when they actually respond to one of these things, they get one of the band members.
Yeah, I mean, like, we probably, it's pretty hard to write everybody back. especially when we're out on the road. But 9 times out of 10, we're going to read it. One of us is going to read it. Your message.
There you go. There you go. Mercedes, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to us on RadioUgly.com. We do have 4 of your tracks in rotation. I want to thank you for offering those to the station as well.
Aw, thank you so much.
I want to wish you good luck on your tour, okay? And you're saying you're going to be stateside, maybe spring, early summer?
Yeah, we're talking February, March.
February, March. And are there any dates? You know, one of the sites, one of the sites that I found the most information about you, I just want to see if this rings a bell if you got 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's metalunderground.com.
Oh, yeah, the people at Metal Underground are great.
Now, is this something that you update or they update for you?
They're like a new site as far as I know.
They do a great job. They really do. I found a lot of tour dates, a lot of information, a lot of history about the site. So for anybody on there, you go to metalunderground.com and you can search Kitty. Okay, they're going to be in the metal bands genre, and feel free to look that up. But I'm not sure when the last time you checked that site out, but some really great content about you and the band.
I know, I've seen quite a little bit of the website, but I'll definitely go check it out.
What's with the Santa?
Oh. we took a Christmas picture. We went down to the mall after band practice one day and took a picture of Santa.
You made the Saw 6 soundtrack.
Yep.
And you've been on MTV Headbangers Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that's so incredibly cool. That really is. I'm so happy for you. I hope you have a great tour.
Well, thank you so much.
And again, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to us.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Good luck, okay? Be safe, and we'll see you in the spring.
Awesome, thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Again, that was Mercedes from Kitty. Okay, those guys are going on a 3-week tour to Europe. I'm so jealous. Those girls just seem to have it made, don't they? You know, we're going to go on 3 weeks. We're going to come back. We'll do stateside in the spring.
Yeah, it sounds like they got it made here, but that's a lot of work to be put in there. There's a lot of travel.
It's got to be a lot of work. Got to be a lot of work. And we just heard that since their album, they do have a label.
But they still can be classified as indie, though.
Well, yeah, it's an independent label, right. But that's cool if they got some support.
And that helps them. That helps them organize everything.
We're going to listen to Kitty, Sorrow I Know, okay? And we're going to come back with a little bit of break before we pass this off to DJ PJ, and I'm going to play a track from the band that she has coming up for you guys in about an hour on RadioUgly.com. We'll be right back. Again, you guys want to hear Kitty, you can buy Saw 4, 6, I'm
six,
sorry.
6. Go to iTunes.
Can you believe there's 6 of those out there? I love every freaking one of them.
I don't watch them.
I love every freaking one of them. Saw 6 soundtrack. They're on MTV, Headbangers Ball, iTunes, Rhapsody, Best Buy.
Best Buy. That's pretty
Best
cool.
Buy.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. And please visit their MySpace if you do. Let them know you heard them here on Radio Ugly. We'll be right back.
Peace. Radio.